Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Mark Cox Morning Show.
How nice, how refreshing to hear a little Mammoth W. Van Halen to wake you up this morning. Isn't that awesome? Thank you, Ethan.
You got it.
Very thoughtful. I was listening to that song about, I don't know, let's see, 6 hours ago, something like that. I got home about 11 o'clock and got in bed last night. So if my voice sounds a little rough this morning, that's because we were whistling and screaming for Wolfgang Van Halen.
Funny
and
you
Miles
say that,
Kennedy.
Because I was shocked that your voice sounds as good as it does. Because typically, Mark Cox, when you go to a concert, you come in the next day and you sound like you have a frog in your throat because you have been screaming.
Well, that
or stop by lit.
Smoking a cigar, maybe.
might have
played some role in that whole thing. I don't know. Got to meet a great listener last night, Greg, who lives up north of Edwardsville. And he came down to listen to Mammoth. And, you know, we got together and had a cocktail. And
cool.
It was really, really great guy. Great to meet the listeners in person and great to hang out at Lit for a little while last night. But, Ethan, that was a nice surprise. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
This kid is amazing. I got a backstage pass, right?
What?
So I got to go backstage afterwards. It was a surprise. Happened after I got there. And the Wolfgang had a kidney stone. The night before last, he was in the hospital.
Oh, my gosh.
So he went on stage last night with a kidney stone, not knowing if he was going to make it through the concert or not. So by the time I got backstage, he apparently had already exited the building to his tour bus and was going back to the hotel. So I did not get to meet the spawn of Edward Van Halen, which I really wanted to do.
I've never had a kidney stone. I know, you know, several
worst.
People who have. I know you have, Ethan. I hear it's more painful than childbirth. That's what they say.
It's like cracked ribs, too. More painful than childbirth.
I believe cracked ribs would not feel great either.
I'm just kidding.
Mark, you've survived and you're
never,
here to tell the tale.
I would never claim that, Kim, ever.
No, that's okay.
But anyway, running on about 4 hours of sleep, so I'm sort of like Kim St. Ange this morning. I'm like a new parent. I didn't get much sleep last night, and I'm not sure I'm going to get a nap before I have to be back at Enterprise Center at 3 for Guns N' Hoses, where I'll be the rest of the night. Because at noon, I have to go over to the range and announce the winners of the Respond to Rescue ATF raffle. And I've got a Zoom call at 9:15, and I've got to record. So I'm not getting any sleep today. So I'm just preparing myself for that.
Yeah,
lots of coffee.
We're going out of town later on this afternoon, and I'm making my list of all the things I need to do before leaving. And I'm like, I'm not seeing in my schedule where there's time for a nap.
Yeah, no kidding. Once you get on the road and the kids fall asleep in the car, then
I
you
hope.
Can nap, right?
I'm not a good car napper. I feel like I used to be. I'm not a good plane napper. See, you men, there's something I don't, it just seems like men in general are better at just falling asleep wherever. You're sitting up, what doesn't matter where you are, how loud it is, you guys can just fall asleep.
I can't speak for Ethan, but I'll be very honest with you. If we just went to music right now on this radio station, I could lay down on the floor right there and be asleep in about 7 minutes. I'll bet you.
I think it's feeling like people are watching me sleep. I don't like
Maybe.
That.
That's creepy.
It feels weird. Hey, on a plane or something like that, you always hear people who fall asleep on the plane and they're snoring or doing something else. It's embarrassing. And
my wife will be asleep before the plane takes off.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how she does it.
I can't
sleep on a
plane
at all.
She travels a lot, and she's very used to it. And yeah, I don't think I could sleep before the plane took off, but I'd be asleep not long after. We've got a great show for you today. Before the show is over, we're going to be talking more about Guns N' Hoses because Larry O'Toole, who's now the head of Backstoppers, is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour today to talk more about the event tonight. There were still some tickets left as of weigh-in on Monday. I cannot attest to how many may be lit. Almost always a sellout. So if you didn't get your tickets, you might still find some out there at Hair Saloon or STLGunsAndHoses.com. Good luck to you on that one. I will mention, thank you. A lot of people have responded since yesterday and bought additional tickets to the Responder Rescue Raffle. Thank you for that. We're still not where I'd love to be, but with, let's see here, 7 hours left, 6 hours, yeah, 7 hours left. We're closer, right? I'm still about $5,000 away from where I'd like to be, $5,000 or more. I don't know if we'll get there before noon today. But if you haven't donated yet, just text Responder to 33100 and put your donation in. And, you know, you know the fabulous prizes that are out there. And the person who donates the most will end up having dinner with Tony Twist and me and the folks from Responder Rescue. So thank you for that. We do appreciate the response. And we will pick a winners. The computer will today at around noon when I do a Facebook Live for you out at the Rain St. Louis West. We got Nick Schroer coming up a little later with some news from Jeff City. Right, we've got Ryan Schmelz to check on the president's health care plan. I don't know if you listened to any of the show leading up to this morning. If you're joining us in the 5 a.m. hour, I assume you're an early riser. They're talking now about the White House backing away from a fix for Obamacare, like a 2-year extension of these subsidies, because House Republicans have stood up and said no. Good for you. I'm encouraged to hear that. I really am. That's good news. So we'll talk to Ryan Schmelz. We'll check in with him at 7:35. We got Jimmy Failla on a little later this morning. Taylor Riggs. Lots and lots of stuff to talk about. And Kim and I are going to introduce you to a new way to interact with us down here. Now, mostly in the morning, we're watching the comments here and interacting with people on Facebook and YouTube. Well, there's a new sheriff in town. There's a new way that you can give us your thoughts, sort of one-way communication here, with a text line that's been made available to us. So you'll just be able to text to this number your thoughts. If it's voice to text or however you want to do it, we'll try to clean it up for you. But we're kind of rolling that out. Would you call this a soft opening?
Yeah, let's call it that.
Yeah, let's call it that.
But I'll be monitoring it. I mean, I have it up right now. And
Kim's
if you send it,
up.
It's pretty instantaneous. So,
what's the number?
So the number is 314-241-9797.
Oh, it's the regular call-in number.
It's the same number you would call in if there were a contest. 314-241-9797.
Wow, that seems easy.
Come on, text us. Give us your thoughts.
Text us, and we'll see if it works, and we'll be reading those back. So 314-241-9797 should make the text line work. What was that, Ethan?
Keep it appropriate.
Yeah, well, please keep it appropriate, but we'll see
we'll
it before
filter.
It makes air.
Yeah.
We will filter anybody out there who thinks they're going to sneak one past us, but I'll tell you that. But it'll be interesting to see how that goes. So feel free to text to that number. Right now, Ethan, let's go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist, presented by Rhino Shield.
The media is covering up one of the greatest scandals. Biden, he was old and feeble.
Right.
Trump, my godmother, is starting to get a touch of dementia. He seems to me to have a touch of something's happened.
There's no joy in the world. That's Joy Reid. Thank God she's off her regular show, but she keeps getting on these podcasts, and she's just Looney Tunes crazy. She thinks Donald Trump is showing signs of dementia. There's been so much winning, they can't keep up.
Who do you think is the leader of the Democratic Party?
It's the Avengers right now, right? You've got Jasmine Crockett, the Ruben Gallego. There's a bunch of us who are stepping up.
Eric Swalwell thinks he's an Avenger. This is the boyfriend of Fang Fang, the Chinese spy, who's now going to leave Congress, and he's running for governor out in the crazy state of California. Only in California could Eric Swalwell be seriously considered a candidate for anything.
The rift with Marjorie Greene will pale in comparison to what happens to his movement if he invades Venezuela or gives more money to Ukraine. His movement will dissolve.
Wrong, Rand. Here I am again on the other side of an issue with Rand Paul. I'm not quite sure what's going on. I heard Mark Wayne Mullen say yesterday, we've got votes to get things done in the Senate, minus Rand Paul, because he always votes against us when it comes to budget issues and a lot of common sense issues.
That's why this is so important now, to do this while there's still a chance to save it, because like this morning we walked through the congressional offices and talked face to face to staff members. If he gets what he wants, we won't be able to do that.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
We won't be able to protest here anymore, so...
Honestly, this is a reporter interviewing some of the women protesting in Washington, D.C., just to ask them what they're out there, why they're there. And that woman, look, she's so brainwashed by the left-wing mainstream media that she ingests in this country that she looked into the camera and said, we're still allowed to protest out here for right now, but if he stays in office... before long, he'll silence us. He will have us arrested, and we will not be able to stand out here and tell you the truth. Now, today we were able to go to Congress and talk to our legislators. Tomorrow, we might not be able to if Donald Trump stays in office. It's unbelievable. I don't know who these people are. What right have you lost since Donald Trump got sworn into office? That's what I'd love to ask all of these crazies who protest. The ones I saw at the University of Arkansas when I took my daughter down there for a visit, there were about 30 of them in a circle chanting outside of the student center. Well, because they hate Donald Trump. They don't know why, but they do.
It's the same thing where you hear all these people with LGBTQ and they're saying they have no rights. And you just think about what would it be like if you were to go to a different country, yeah, okay?
Try that in Palestine.
Exactly. And it's the same thing. Thank goodness you have the ability to stand on the street and scream and shout and hold up signs. Because if you were to do that in other countries, oh, you don't want to even know what would happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By the way, our text line is blowing up this morning.
Is it really already?
Yes, it really. Nice. We already have close to, I think, 10 different
Excellent.
Messages.
All right, yeah. We'll get to some of those when we come back. What are you laughing at, Ethan? Are
the
they
first
clean?
One I read was, "You guys suck." Sorry, it's just funny.
Did Scooter get the text line?
It's funny because come we can on. See the number, but obviously we have no clue who it is. But yes, we did get plenty of, you know, happy Thanksgiving or good morning.
Oh, nice.
But yes, we did get a
you guys suck. I wonder if that's the Scott guy whose message I read the other day. Could be him.
I hope it is.
Yeah, he's a hater for sure. All right, 314-241-9797. That's that text line if you want to text us your you know, wonderful thoughts about us this morning. We would appreciate that. We'll be back right after our national anthem. All right, little TDS out there apparently, because the text line is live, and the guy that texted, whoever, I assume it's a guy, the person that texted in that said, "You guys suck," followed up with, "Because you're just pro-Trump." Whatever
no.
likes. Was that the same
person?
There
was a different guy.
Oh,
he said
great,
that he can't take credit for something he didn't do.
Okay.
But we have a lot of comments. We probably have had 20 comments, 20 text messages
wow.
in the last 10 minutes.
Largely positive.
Most people saying happy Thanksgiving, love this new feature, happy Thanksgiving. One person asking, what's your favorite cigar for the holidays?
Oliva. I'm now a big fan of Oliva cigars. They make one that's pressed into almost a square. And they're just outstanding. Comes to a point on one end, and I don't even know the name of that particular cigar, but it is currently one of my favorites.
Sounds like a weight loss drug.
What's that? Oliva?
Oh, it does sorry. Sound like that. Ozempic and Oliva. Whatever it's called. Someone said, "Do you think the Republican Party would ever take a stance on pro-labor and steal that stance from the Democrats?"
Well, I think to some extent Donald Trump has tried that. I think he got a lot of union support in his first election and even more in his second election. Well, I guess I would ask, what's your definition of more pro-labor? Is that just giving the unions whatever they want? No, I don't think that's it. But if it's bringing manufacturing jobs back to the United States so you have the more opportunity to work, then I'd call that pro-labor.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be my take on it. I don't know.
Yeah. People seem to like this.
Somebody from Alaska texted
us
this morning.
Yeah. Someone said longtime listener from, how do you say that?
Ketchikan.
Thank you. Alaska. That's cool.
Outstanding. Oh, I'm glad that thing's working. That's good. We've had the access to it here for a little while, and I just wasn't ready to try that without Kim being here, to be honest with you, because she's taken the training. And I did take the training, apparently, but I don't have access to it for some reason.
It's one of those training videos, and I'm sure all of you listening can attest to this, when you have to take a training video for work, and you're kind of zoning out, and you're clicking through stuff pretty quickly, and you get through the whole thing, and you're like, what?
I have no idea what I just looked at.
Yeah. Still not clear on how to use it, but this is actually pretty easy.
Yeah. This is now saying I don't have a login, Kim, so I don't know.
Well, wait. I thought you said it was the password, because we all forget our passwords.
I did too, but when I clicked on forget password and put in my email address, it says, if your email address is in the system, we'll mail you a new password. And I've yet to get an email, so my guess is I'm not in the system.
So we know who didn't take the training.
I did take the training, but I didn't complete it. I don't know. I got an incomplete on that particular system. But anyway, I'm glad Kim's back, because she can now read your messages. So anyway, the text line is open. Well, should we call it the 97.1 complaint line, or what do you think
we should probably have plenty of that. Although people are, one person's asking our choice of Thanksgiving side dish. Someone's saying they're listening from Bowling Green.
We used to have a listener from Australia.
Really?
Australia? Yeah. I know we have some in Tennessee and Kentucky and all over the place. Florida? Yeah.
That's cool.
It's pretty cool. So 314-241-9797, which is normally a call-in line if we're having a contest of some sort. And right now it's not a call-in line, but it's also a text line. It's both. It's both. Even though the lines are not open this morning for calls, we can definitely take texts on that line. So that's good. And next, am I allowed to say this? I mean, I think it's pretty much...
I don't know what you're about to say.
I think it's pretty much common knowledge, isn't it? Isn't it common knowledge?
I think so. I think it's already
Everybody knows Guns N' Roses is coming to town. So tonight is Guns N' Hoses, not to be confused with... Axl and the boys in Guns N' Roses. They're coming to town to play at Busch Stadium. And my understanding is next week when we're all back from, is next week, right, Ethan?
Yeah, I believe so.
When we're all back from Thanksgiving break, we're going to have tickets to give away to that. So we will be using the call-in line again for sure when we have our next contest, which would be tickets to see Guns N' Roses. So that'll probably start Monday, I would imagine. We'll give away a pair of tickets to that every day next week. Very exciting. Can't wait to see that concert. That ought to be a good one for sure. Along with AC/DC. I get lots of good concerts coming up. Mammoth last night. It was outstanding. All right, coming up, we're going to get to Kim on a Whim. Stay tuned.
Kim on a Whim.
There's a pretty cool new trend, and even the Wall Street Journal is picking up on it and reporting about it, which says something.
Is that texting your favorite radio station?
Telling them that they suck.
That they suck.
Which we really appreciate, especially in the season of Thanksgiving. We really appreciate that you took the time on our text line, which, by the way, is live, 314-241-9797.
I mean, he ain't lying.
At least he's telling the truth, all right?
There you go.
Or she. I shouldn't just say it's a he. We don't know. Here's the new trend. This is the actual headline from the Wall Street Journal article. It says, conservative young women flip the script. Kids first, then career. I love that, because for so long as women, we've been told you have to chase your dreams and you shouldn't give up your career and you can always have children later. And now I think we're realizing, no, there is such thing as a biological clock, and conservative women are choosing to have children younger and knowing that we can always go back to our career. Listen to this. An analysis of the General Social Survey in the United States found that as of last year, about 75% of progressive women ages 18 to 35 were childless. Compare that to the number of conservative women in the same age group, 18 to 35, that was about 40%. So a 35% gap between the two. Now you compare that to 15 years ago, there was just a 5% gap. I realize I just threw a lot of numbers out at you, but that tells you there's a much bigger gap now than the number of progressive women who are childless versus the number of conservative women who were childless.
What's a shame of it is that it has to break down along ideological lines like that. You know, here's the thing about it. For every woman out there who was offended by Harrison Butker telling the truth at a commencement address last year, there's a woman somewhere saying, God, you know, I kind of agree with him. I'd really love to get married and have a kid, but you know, my friends are all going to look down on me. What a shame that we live in a society like that.
Right.
It's the reason our birth rates have fallen off so much. Remember the ones that said they're not going to have a baby while Donald Trump's in the White House? You better get on the ball. He's going to send you $1,000. What are you doing?
I forgot about that.
Thank you.
I was telling my husband about that. You know who was a big advocate of getting married, finding someone early, and starting to have children basically right away was Charlie Kirk. And he talked about how he says if you're not married by the age of 30, you only have a 50% chance of even getting married. And then the odds just drop of having children. But listen to him talking about this whole thing.
I think that we've gone wrong here, that women should prioritize family and children way above career, that they should try to find their husband before they're 25, that they should try to get married way younger. This is part of the fertility.
But then that also goes back to just finances.
No, that's
you can't
a huge
quite
totally
have a husband going out making a salary to have a stay-at-home.
I completely agree with that. That's the best argument. It's not a winner argument, but it's the best argument. Because at some point, you go to like sub-Saharan Africa, they have like 8 kids and they live in like a dirt hut. You can figure it out. Having children, I believe, is a blessing of the Lord. It's the most amazing thing. You should try to have as many children as you can. Much more important than traveling to Thailand or having a big apartment or a bunch of cats, okay? Having children are a gift from the Lord.
Well, amen to that.
Amen to that.
Yeah, it's fun. It's interesting because people who get married younger, like let's just say before the age of 25, which is the number that Charlie Kirk threw out. By the way, I missed that whole thing. I was on maternity leave when he was assassinated.
And yes.
I'll tell you what, not to go down a rabbit hole with that whole thing, but just to mention, I've played a number of clips from Charlie Kirk before everything happened. I've just really, really have respected him. I saw him in person. He came to my church, Grace Church, and spoke. And I was gutted. I mean, I was crying. It was so, so sad. I felt like I lost somebody I had really, really looked up to and respected as far as his debate style and his knowledge on so many topics. I would love, that's a gift from God that he had, to be able to retain that much information and to be able to be so articulate about it.
Well, the encouraging part to me is that so many hundreds of thousands of people across this country had that same reaction, Kim. Mm-hmm. And it's not maybe something they had verbalized prior to his death, which is, I mean, if anything good is to come out of that horrific tragedy and murder, there has been a bit of an awakening when you see the like 38,000 TPUSA chapters have popped up in high schools and on college campuses around the country. Mm-hmm. Some of those campuses have rejected them. We've covered that. What was it, Loyola down in New Orleans or something? The student union took a vote. The students took a vote and wouldn't allow them to have a chapter on campus to be officially recognized.
Then let's just talk about that for a second. Yeah. So students get to vote?
At that university, apparently the student government body had to vote whether to officially recognize them. If they're not officially recognized, they're not available to get like space on campus for meetings, and they don't get any grant monies or anything like
that's
that.
That's crap. Because
oh, I agree
you know
with you.
That they would never do that to some LGBTQ group. They would be super excited to have them and probably give them the biggest space and all the money that they wanted to do
some sort of
an event. But no, you bring TPUSA, a chapter, onto the campus, and that's probably way too offensive for people.
It's sad.
That irks me.
Yeah, and to your point, though, I mean, it's encouraging. It was encouraging to me it was comforting. Maybe that's a better word, not encouraging, because you're never encouraged by a tragedy like that. It was comforting to me to see that reaction in largely young people. And I'm talking about teenagers, mm-hmm. 15, 16, 17. My daughter was crying when she called me and found out that Charlie Kirk had been murdered. And of course, the video went viral, and anybody who's seen it, you can never get that image out of your head. And that was as traumatic as anything for a lot of these kids who saw it on social media and probably thought it was AI or something. It was awful.
I know. I thought it was AI when I first saw it, because like you said, it was all over Twitter. So you'd be scrolling and you would accidentally see it, which it was just awful. But anyway, not to, again, steer away from the conversation we were having. I just know that Charlie was, you know, a huge advocate on starting a family early. And I think there's this mindset of you're not mature enough. You're not ready to get married at that age. And sure, there are people who are basically babies who look like adults, but they act like children. And yeah, they're probably not the best person to be going off and getting married and starting a family at that point. But we shouldn't look at age specifically as, oh, you have to be this age in order to be ready to get married, or you have to be this old in order to start a family. There are people who are in their 40s and 50s and 60s, again, who act like they're 10 years old. There are some extremely mature 22-year-olds.
I think she's talking about us, even.
I wasn't saying your names.
Okay,
you can draw your own conclusions
you.
There.
She's just staring at us.
That's it. Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio.
T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Get married, have children. Being a mom is the biggest blessing in my life. It's crazy and I'm tired and all of the things, but I wouldn't trade it for anything. It's awesome being a mom. I love being a wife. And I fail at that all the time, too. I mean, I'm going to continue failing as a mom and all the things. But it's, you start over and you try again. And it's just the joy that you have from that is incredible. And I love that there's this new trend where it's now cool to get married and have children and not feel so much pressure to build your career. I didn't meet my husband until I was close to 31. And I think it was because truly I was at the time a TV reporter and I'm just going from market to market trying to chase the next job. And finally I realized, what am I doing? I want to have a family. I want to settle down. And I love St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis, but there are probably other cities that I think are, you know, the cool city if you're trying to like chase the job, right? But I realize, no, St. Louis is where my family is. That's where I know I ultimately want to be when I have children. I want them to be around my family. And so I came back here and again, very happy I did. But that was the driving force for me making that decision to move back to St. Louis.
Sure, sure. This could spur a whole nother conversation here, but one of the comments on Facebook by David, who is one of those people that agrees that we suck, I think, if I read his comment earlier. He argues that the birth rate has nothing to do with politics. It's a natural occurrence that richer countries tend to have lower birth rates and poor ones tend to have higher birth rates. Part of that may be true, but don't tell me it's not about politics. If you heard the statistic that Kim read at the start of this segment, there are people in one party in this country who have proactively decided against starting a family in favor of a career. And that was the point of this conversation. Mm-hmm. And that is certainly affecting birth rate. So the politics is impacting the birth rate in this country.
And it's really sad because the birth rate, I'm pretty sure, if I'm remembering correctly, is at a record low.
It's pretty low.
People are choosing cats instead.
Yes.
And they dress up their cats. And I'm sorry if you dress up your cat. I'm not trying to hate on you.
Don't get into the crazy cat lady comments again, right? Didn't J.D. Vance get in trouble for that?
Was it J.D. Vance? I remember.
It seems like
I remember the conversation the comment or whatever. But yeah, that's true. Well, I hope this is great.
Yeah, I hope it's turning around. I hope that's a positive statistic.
Okay, wait. David wants you to read the other comment he said, which was, I agree, though, our culture could shift more toward having families first. And that's always a good thing. Okay. All right. We can agree on that.
Good. All right. Well, keep those texts coming, and Kim will try to keep up with them over there since I apparently didn't sign up in time and get the right password to get into the system. So Kim's going to have to handle that down the desk there. We appreciate that. 314-241-9797 is not just the call-in line, which is not open right now, but it is the text line, which is brilliant. So it'll be easy for me to remember that. I don't have extra things to remember that way. It was a short night. Let's put it that way. Great that you're here with us this morning. We got a great show for you. I can't wait to get Jimmy Failla on here this morning. You know, he's coming in January to the factory where I was last night for that Mammoth concert, and it was it was it's just a great venue, and I think that we'll get Fela out there. We'll fill it up again like we did with Kilmeade. We have tickets on the website already at 971talk.com. You'll see it on there under the events tab, and you can already get your tickets to Fela. We're going to be out there hanging out with him, and it's going to be a good time. Anyway, he's going to join us this morning about 8:20. We'll be back right after this.
I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now about to cross this stage and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world. As men, we set the tone of the culture. Be unapologetic in your masculinity, fighting against the cultural emasculation of men. Do hard things. Never settle for what is easy.
The left tried to get him fired for having the audacity to stand up at a commencement exercise and say that.
And you know what
That's
I love?
That's Harrison Butker, the kicker for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You know what the Chiefs did? They gave him a raise.
The Chiefs signed him to an extension and gave him a raise. Thank you, Harrison Butker. For having the guts to stand up and say it, because you know the pressure that's on these young women, and if a career is your choice, go for it. But don't you dare criticize people who don't feel that way. Mm-hmm. Is what Harrison Butker's saying. There needs to be more leadership on that front.
Well,
and so he's given the commencement speech at a Catholic university as someone who is a devout Catholic, and he was ostracized for daring to say that out loud mm-hmm. in public. It's just crazy.
Yep. No, I remember the backlash to all of that, which is so ridiculous. Like you said, the fact that he was at a Catholic university, it makes complete sense that he would say that. And he's been very open about his faith.
Yes.
That should have been, you know, no surprise for people who have followed him that he would say something like that. The whole idea of men being emasculated, though, and telling men that it's so attractive when they cry. I'm not saying as a man you can't cry, but I've watched, I'm not a big reality star fan or whatever, reality show fan, but I've, you know, little snippets of or whatever. And I remember there was one where some guy started crying and the woman says something like, that makes you even more attractive. You can show your emotions.
I cried recently.
Was it?
When I broke my ribs. But outside of that, it's not a common occurrence. My grandchildren can probably make me cry tears of joy.
Right, like a sweet card or something
absolutely.
Like that. But yeah, that's a problem. We need men to step up and to lead families. And it's totally flipped where women are wanting these feminized men and men who are masculine and strong and lead well. They're being told, you know, you're bad. And like the white man, right? He's terrible. You're an oppressor just for existing, Mark.
I know.
Do you want to apologize for that?
No, I do not apologize.
Well, the
for
left
my,
thinks you should.
My privilege. I will not turn in my privilege card. It has allowed me to go to work 8 or 10 hours a day for the past 35 years. So I'm not turning that in.
It's a problem in society.
Kim, you know what else brought tear to my eye the other day? They asked my 4-year-old grandson at school in preparation for Thanksgiving what he was thankful for.
Did you say Papa?
And his answer to his teacher, who had to write the answer down, was, I will be thankful when my Papa is not hurt anymore.
Oh,
that's other, because I can't pick him up and I can't hold him right now because of this injury on the left side of my body. But that's the kind of thing that would cause me to get a little tear in my
Mark,
eye.
Mark, I'm kind of hormonal, you know, still, so I feel like I'm getting teary-eyed at the thought of that, because stuff like that is just so sweet. My son now can say, he'll be 3 in February, and if I say, I love you, he'll say, I love you too.
Aww.
And it's just the sweetest. Yeah, he ran up and hugged my leg last night before bed, and it just melts your heart.
It absolutely is. I was jokingly said the other day we're looking at college expenses and all that for next year, and somebody commented, you know, we'd all have a lot more money if we didn't have kids. And I'm like, yeah, we would. But But do you really, do you want to grow old and not have that to look forward to? Like somebody who's there to come and visit you and take care of you and decide what nursing home you're going into? I mean, you're going to need that one of these days. So, for people that have decided not to do it or can't have children, I mean, my heart goes out mm-hmm. to them because I just think that's just filled a huge gap. What I think would be a huge gap if they weren't there for me.
If you're just using the money argument, what do you want to spend the money on? Are you just saving it? Are you saving it to have it in retirement? Do you want to travel with it? Do you want to buy a bunch of cats?
I would have a boat, but I'd rather have my three kids and my two beautiful grandkids.
There you go.
It's far more important than mm-hmm. a boat. Who needs a boat anyway?
You can rent a boat.
Who needs a new 2025 Corvette?
You're like, I've looked at one, but I just can't.
who needs that? My son sent me a listing the other day for it was a Porsche SUV, and the sticker on that car. Not that he was looking to buy it. Don't get me wrong. Maybe someday. Not today. Starting at $210,000. For a car.
That's painful.
Whoo! But if it wasn't for all that college fund you had to stash away over the years, those are the kinds of decisions you could make.
New trucks are going for almost 100.
I know. That's crazy.
Wow.
That is crazy. My truck is 10 years old. I haven't bought a new vehicle in years and years.
I never will.
Dave Ramsey convinced me that that's never a good idea. And I looked at that particular truck, which is 10 years old now, with every option it's got on it, to replace it today would be like $85,000. And it was $55,000 when it was new. So the prices on those things have gone up that much in the 10 years since that car. I mean, it's crazy. Just crazy.
Nothing was weirder than COVID era when the used cars were going for far more than the new cars.
For the first time
ever.
Is
that not so weird?
Uh-huh. For the first time ever,
and there was
during COVID, like used RVs were actually gaining in value instead of just going down every year. It was just crazy. Everybody wanted one,
mm-hmm.
and now they're all selling off.
What
the RVs?
Oh, are they?
Yeah,
no kidding. Yep. It's a lot of work to relax. That's what I've determined. When I was up on there fixing these sunlight on mine the other day that, I don't know, a hedge apple or something broke it, I was thinking to myself, it's a lot of work just to relax for a few hours at a campsite somewhere. There's no doubt about that. But it's fun. I mean, I still love doing it. Don't get me wrong. But I'm going to have to let the ribs heal up before I'm doing any more camping.
What do they say is the time it takes for the ribs to fully heal?
He said 7-8 weeks, something like that. I'm 3 weeks into it, so I got a long time to go, and I know they're not healed yet because I coughed yesterday. So the
ouch.
Pain is still there. Ouch is right. All right, coming up, we'll talk to Mary Vogt. She's with the Heritage Foundation, joining us a little early this morning because of a schedule change. We'll get to her about 6:20, and we'll check in with Nicole Murray. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.